Yes, hello. This is François Moerner from Swiss Radio. I did send you a fax about an hour ago. Is this Ronald Briggs?
That's me.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
Okay. It's raining and it's icy and it's sleet and it's snowing here in Switzerland. So I thought I'd ring up the most famous man in Rio.
I'm doing the gardening in my underpants.
Are you?
I'll tell you what I'm doing at this moment.
Fantastic. Do you have a big garden?
I've got quite a big garden, yes, yeah.
And you do it on your own?
Yes, I do.
A lot of people ask one big question here. Are you still doing the guided tours, or was that just a rumor?
No, I've never actually done a guided tour as such, or I've never set out to do one. I mean, I have done the odd tour with people who've asked me to go around with them, but my speciality is to have people come to my home where I feed them a barbecue and let them have as much drink as they can handle.
That sounds very good to me.
And it's only 60 reais, as they're called in this country, per head, which is about near enough $60, I suppose.
$60. One can have barbecue with you.
And unlimited drinks.
Sounds. I think if I go to Rio, I will try to visit you. We played the record here on Swiss Radio, which you did with the Sex Pistols, or rather which the Sex Pistols did with you. Can you still remember that?
I remember it well, but what I remember more fondly, in view of the fact I got some money from it, is a record I did with a group called Die Toten Hosen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We played that as well in our rock show. Yes, 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 yes.
Now, that's a good one.
They were guests here not very long ago here on this radio station.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, it's now carnival in Rio. Beautiful women, carnival. Do you still get excited about the carnival?
Well, I don't know. Maybe someone's going to get excited about me today because my son has plans for me to go out on a float dressed as a woman.
How do you feel about that?
Well, let's see how it goes down. I hope I don't get mobbed.
Do you get bothered a lot in Rio when you go out with all these tourists?
No, I don't get bothered a lot, no.
You don't?
No.
Ronald, one last question now. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. Does crime pay?
No, not anyway. Which way? No way, how? Never did, never will.
Never will.
Crime is negative, and it's only negative things in this world that don't function.
Right. So, listen, I wish you all the very, very best. Have fun at the carnival. And if we come round to Rio, we will try to visit you.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a nice time.
Can you stay on the line for a second, please? Hello?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Listen, I want to ask for permission because I recorded that, right? I didn't expect you to have you on the phone. Is it okay if I use that?
Of course.
And how can one go about it? Do you really want people to come around you? Is that one of...
Yes, but only in groups. It's my livelihood, you see, because by Brazilian law, I'm not allowed to work.
All right.
And so I have to do something to get a living, so I hustle in every which way, writing punk lyrics and singing on punk
right.
records and meeting tourists who want to sort of have lunch with me and get what one British journalist has named the Ronnie Biggs experience.
Yeah, unfortunately, you never got any royalties out of all the films which were made about you and your friends.
I think I lost more money than I made in the long run because the record you're talking about I made for the Sex Pistols.
Right.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but it sold over 7 million copies.
Jesus.
And I wrote the words and I sang on it and got $1,000 for my troubles.
Sounds like Malcolm McLaren to me, yes?
You hit the nail right on the head, and I should like to punch him right on the jaw.
Listen, I will do an interview with him very soon, right? I'll tell him.
I pass on my sentiments. I said he's a... he's a nasty piece of work.
I will tell him that in your words, right? Because I had him in the studio, and he's now living in Paris, right?
Right.
And he was in the studio here several times promoting the thing which he was promoting at the time. Every time is something different, right?
Okay.
And the next time I'll have him on the phone, I'll tell him.
Okay.
How does one go? People will ask us. I will get hundreds of phone calls. How does one go about it to go in a group with you to meet you?
Okay, you can write to me, post office box 234.
Right.
Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
Brazil.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have lots of fun with your son and a good day.
You two in there, you two in the ice and sleet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.